Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Raggerride Ghost framework for heavyweight sub-impact in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those techniques that can seriously change how a DNB drop feels. We're not just making the bass louder, we're making the whole groove around the bass move in a way that makes the low end feel bigger, tighter, and way more physical. Think of it like this. The ride creates motion, the ghost hits create pressure you almost feel more than hear. And the sub lands harder, because there's space and rhythm around it. That's the whole game here. In jungle, rollers, ragga steppers, darker halftime sections, even Euro-adjacent pressure tunes, the most memorable drops usually have some kind of rhythmic conversation happening. The bass is not just sitting there, it's answering the drums. So let's set the scene properly. Start a new Ableton Live 12 session at 174 BPM. Build a clean two-bar loop first. Before you get fancy, lock in your kick and snare. That's your anchor. If the kick and snare aren't clear, the whole ghost framework gets blurry fast. We want the low end to hit with confidence, and that only happens when the main impact points are obvious. Now on a separate MIDI track, load a ride sound. Drum rack or simpler both work. Pick a ride with a sharp attack, something that cuts, but not something brittle or harsh. You want that classic DNB top end pressure. If you're working from a break, you can even choose a section where the cymbal content is already open and lively. We're going for ragga-style momentum, not just a static cymbal loop. Then create your sub on a separate MIDI track. Keep it simple. Operator is perfect for this with a sine wave or near sine patch. Wave-eatable works too, but don't overcomplicate it. The sub here is about impact and timing, not character for the sake of character. If the sub gets too busy in the sound design, it stops feeling like a foundation and starts fighting the groove. Here's the first key move. Place the ride on the offbeats. That classic and feel gives you instant forward motion. A really solid starting point is hitting the offbeats, and then adding a few little pickups before the snare. Nothing too perfect. In fact, a little irregularity helps a lot. This is where the ragga feel comes from. It's got motion, but it's not stiff. As you program the ride, vary the velocity. That's important. Don't let every hit be identical. Try a range somewhere around 70 to 110 depending on how present you want it. If the groove feels too square, try adding swing, maybe in the 54 to 58% range. Keep the note lengths short too, around a 16th to an 8th, so the ride drives the groove without washing over the snare. If the ride feels too bright or too wide in the mix, add auto filter after it. High pass it somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Keep resonance low, and brighten it only when needed. You can even automate a little extra brightness for fills or phrase endings. The goal is to make the ride feel like part of the rhythm section, not like a separate cymbal pasted on top. Now let's build the ghost layer. This is where the framework really starts to come alive. Create another MIDI track and use a short percussion sound, something like a conga, rim, woodblock, or chopped break hit. These should be low in the mix and almost phantom-like. They're not supposed to shout. They're supposed to imply movement. Place these ghost hits just before the snare, between the kick and the sub accents, and on weak 16th subdivisions. You can also mirror the ride pattern in a quieter way. Keep the velocities low, maybe around 20 to 55. Use velocity as a groove shaper, not an afterthought. Even tiny changes can make the difference between a dead MIDI loop and something that feels alive. This is a good place to think in layers of timing, not just instruments. The ride, the ghosts, and the sub should all speak on slightly different micro timings. If everything lands exactly together all the time, the groove can feel stiff even when it's technically busy. A little offset, a little push, a little restraint, that's what gives the whole thing bounce. Group the ride and ghost percussion together into a drum group, and give that bus a little processing if needed. Drum bus can add a bit of density, maybe 5 to 15% drive, just enough to glue things together. Glue compressor can help too, with a moderate attack and auto or medium release. If the low mids are getting messy, use a Q8 and high pass the group a bit. We want the top motion, not low-end clutter. Now move to the sub. Program it so it interacts with the groove instead of fighting it. A strong DNB sub pattern often works with one long note, one short accent, and then a gap where the drums can breathe. Leave air before important sub notes. That's a big one. A short gap before a heavy bass entry can make it feel bigger than adding extra layers ever will. Keep the sub centered. Use utility to keep it mono and disciplined. If you need the sub to translate better on smaller systems, add a little saturator after it. Just a gentle amount, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on. That gives you a little harmonic visibility without turning the low end into fuzz. In DNB, perceived weight often comes from timing and harmonic translation, not just rolloutness. Now let's make the bass and groove talk to each other. This is the call and response part. When the ghost percussion gets busier, simplify the sub. When the sub hits harder, thin out the ride density. Let the snare stay as the center point. The snare is your reference. If you're ever unsure where to place a ghost hit or a bass pickup, ask yourself, is this pushing into the snare, answering it, or distracting from it? That question will save you a lot of guesswork. For a dark roller's vibe, you might start with a held sub under sparse ghost taps in bar 1, then add a short bass stab after the snare in bar 2. That gives the loop a sense of movement without turning it into constant motion. And every 4 or 8 bars, add a tiny variation. Maybe one ghost hit changes, maybe one bass note shifts, maybe the ride drops out for half a bar. These little details make the section feel arranged instead of just looped. Now let's build the FX, but keep them selective. Create 2 return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. On the reverb return, use a tight decay, maybe around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, with a small pre-delay, and high-pass the return so it doesn't cloud the low end. On the delay return, use echo with a rhythmic time like 1/8, 1/8D, or 1/16 depending on the feel you want. Keep the feedback controlled and filter out the lows. Send only the ghost percussion and a few ride accents into those returns. Don't drench the sub. The low end needs to stay clean and direct. FX should frame the groove, not smear it. That's a huge difference. A lot of drops feel weak because the effects are too wide, too long, or too busy in the wrong part of the spectrum. If you want to push this further, set up a resampling track and record a few bars of the ride, ghost, and FX blend. Once that's printed to audio, you can chop it up, slice it to MIDI, or use it as a broken jungle style texture. Resampling is powerful because it lets you commit to a vibe instead of endlessly polishing a loop. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the heavyweight feeling really starts to happen. Heavy sub-impact is often about contrast. Automate the ride group filter so it closes down slightly before the bass hit, then opens on impact. Automate saturator drive on the bass bus up by just a little before a variation. Mute or reduce ghost FX sends right on the moment the sub lands. Even a 1 to 2 dB lift or dip can make the section breathe harder. You can also use EQ8 on the drum group, and automate a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz if the top end is getting in the way of the impact moment. Then bring it back right after. A tiny pitch drop or filter sweep into a bass note can also make the next hit feel larger. Again, contrast is the secret. If the framework ducks away for just a moment, the sub feels like it arrives with force. Now shape this into a real arrangement. Don't leave it as a 2-bar loop. Turn it into at least a 16-bar drop section. Start with a sparse intro to the ride and ghost framework. Bring the sub in with a simple call and response. Then add a little more ghost detail, one FX rise, and a more active bass rhythm. After that, strip one element back and return with a heavier variation. That arrangement logic matters in real DNB sets. You want something that works for DJs and still feels alive on repeat listens. A good drop has a clear energy curve. It starts with the framework, adds rhythmic detail, then strips something back and lands the heaviest version near the end. If you're working in rollers or ragga jungle territory, keep it hypnotic and not too busy. If you're going darker and more aggressive, you can bring in more chopped percussion and more obvious ghost movement. Here's a really useful practice mindset. Check your groove at low volume. If the drop still feels exciting when the monitoring level is down, then the rhythmic framing is doing its job. If it only feels good loud, you probably need more contrast or better timing. Also, keep checking against the snare. The snare is the North Star. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the ride too loud. It should drive motion, not dominate the mix. Don't overload the ghost notes, because if every subdivision is filled, the groove loses tension. Don't let your FX wash into the sub range. High pass your returns and keep the low end clean. Don't use a sub that's too harmonically busy. Keep it pure and simple. And don't forget mono compatibility. Your bass and sub should stay centered. If you want to go harder, try layering a very quiet distorted mid layer under the sub. Keep the real low end clean, and use saturation or overdrive on the upper harmonics only. You can also rotate the ghost pattern every 2 bars, create a slightly denser pressure bar every 8 bars, or make one recurring ghost hit become a signature hook. Tiny details like that can make the drop memorable without cluttering the mix. Here's the mini challenge. Build a 2-bar loop with kick and snare, add the offbeat ride, add 3 to 5 ghost hits, Program only 2 to 4 sub notes. Add auto filter to the ride with one small brightness change, and add gentle saturator to the sub. Then create a variation by changing just one ghost hit, one bass note, or muting the ride for the first half of bar 2. The goal is to make the second loop feel more tense and more impactful without really adding much new material. And that's the core idea. Ride motion, ghost percussion, and selective FX create the frame that makes the sub feel heavier when the listener feels the bass more, because the space around it is moving. You've nailed it. That's the Ragger Ride Ghost Framework, and it's a seriously effective way to build heavyweight TNB impact in Ableton Live 12.